What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host, Justin Roman. And guys, I hope you all are having a wonderful Thursday afternoon. Guys, we got a lot to talk about. You know, about the New York Giants and the season finale at home when they play the Indianapolis Colts. But guys, good news for the Giants. Xavier McKinney it's been reported that this guy, he's finally going to return from NFI. This guy has not been practicing, you know, ever since, you know, he messed up when he broke his hand, which was during the bye week, you know. And I'm pretty sure a lot of Giants fans are happy to hear this because obviously, this guy, he's the soul and piece of the secondary, and the Giants defense, our secondary really needs help, you know, and the Giants could also get, like I said before, we could get Adoree Jackson back, which could be huge for the Giants, not just for, you know, this game, but for the playoffs, you know. You know, I wouldn't be surprised, you know, don't be surprised if Brian Daboll decides to rest his starters for this, for the last game of the season, which will be on the road against the Philadelphia Eagles in Lincoln Financial Field, you know, because you want to make sure your team is ready for the playoffs, you know, because it's a do or die situation. But how do I feel about this? This is great news. You know, we need the Giants defense has been riddled with injuries, and we're finally getting our guys back. You know, I'm also very excited to see on how our defense looks as a whole. You know, we already know the Giants defensive line, you know, looks very good. Kayvon Thibodeau, you know, he's looking very good. You know, Azeez Ojulari, you know, hopefully he can go because we're going to need him too. Dexter Lawrence, he's going to the Pro Bowl. Leonard Williams, you know, hopefully he can go too. You know, but it has shown that the when it comes to great drafting, when it comes to, like, having a great coaching staff, you have the abilities of building a team into a juggernaut, you know. Like, you look at teams like the Kansas City Chiefs, and you look at teams like the Buffalo Bills. Like, look at the transformation from those teams from, you know, when they were building to now. You know, they went from being teams that no one expected to be that great into being one of the best teams in the AFC, you know. Now, look, we don't know for sure if the Giants are one of the best teams in the NFC. You know, I mean, we already know the Philadelphia Eagles are the best team in the NFC. The Minnesota Vikings, you know, San Francisco 49ers, we already know those two are one of the best teams in the NFC as well. You know, we don't know if the New York Giants are really there yet, despite they have a winning record. But this is huge for the Giants. You know, it's been reported that Xavier McKinney was practicing today, which is huge. You know, and I am excited. You know, not just for this year, but for the future as well for this team. You know, obviously the Giants, we have Joe Shane has a huge decision to make. Obviously, when the offseason comes, to if he wants to keep Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley. You know, it's gonna be a tough decision, you know, because he's gonna have to end up paying either Daniel Jones or Saquon Barkley, you know, which obviously it's gonna be obvious Joe Shane's gonna sign Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley, he's the biggest piece of our offense. Joe Shane, I have a feeling, you know, if he's gonna end up paying Saquon, he's gonna end up giving Daniel Jones the franchise tag, which is very obvious. You give Daniel Jones the franchise tag, you give him some receivers, either it's from the draft or from free agency. You know, I mean, I haven't even got a chance to look at this year, next year's draft class, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be some very there's going to be some top level talent in next year's draft. I mean, you got Marvin Harrison from Ohio State. You know, that right there, you get a guy like that, a guy who's tall. You know, Marvin Harrison, he's 6'4", 6'5", you know, he around 100 pounds, a lengthy receiver, guy can make plays. You know, you add that with, you know, Wandale Robinson, and I'm pretty sure, or unless you somehow get Odell Beckham Jr. from free agency, you know, we're going to have to see. You know, but what Daniel Jones has shown everyone, you know, especially against the Vikings, is that even without receivers, this guy has the ability or capabilities to bring a team down in a big game. You know, that's what he did against the Vikings. The Giants were down by 8 points. He got the Giants down the field, and he scored a touchdown. They got, you know, they went for extra. They went to tie the ball game, and they did that. You know, and I've been saying this for years. Let's see what this. I'm still waiting to see what Daniel Jones can do with receivers. You know, he doesn't have a supporting cast that guys like Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes has. This guy, or Tua Tagovailoa, he doesn't have a Tyreek Hill. He doesn't have a Stephon Diggs, you know. But I'm very excited to what Joe Shane's going to do with this team as the season goes on.
Is Bobby Pickers up today?
Yo, I'm doing my podcast. Idiots. Sorry about that. But like I was saying, I gotta get a lock for my door. Next time, don't break it. But back to what I was saying about Xavier McKinney. I have been waiting for this guy to come back, and he's coming back. You know, hopefully he can stay healthy. You know, you guys know how much health has been an issue for this team for years, and it seems like an issue. It still seems like an issue, you know. But look at Xavier McKinney. You know, like I said, the pins that surgically got the pins on Xavier McKinney's hand were removed a couple weeks ago. And this guy has been working nonstop to regain full dexterity and strength in his hand through a series of exercises. He will, you know, will wear a splint on his hand for the first time being. With this guy who has played in 1,000 consecutive snaps for the Giants before his injury, having been designated to return, he will have a 21-day window. Same as if he were on the injured reserve list to make it back to the Giants roster. You know, so the Giants have two regular season games, like I said to me. But the Giants are on the verge of clinching a postseason berth if they can beat the Colts on Sunday in their 2022 regular season finale home game. You know, now look at the Giants. If I were the Giants, you know, you can activate McKinney anytime during that 21-day window, though it would seem unlikely to happen this week, regardless of when he is activated. Assuming he is activated, McKinney could be, let's say, placed on a pitch count since he hasn't played or practiced football in almost 2 months and would probably not be asked to take on a full workload right out of the gate. You know, the Giants will no doubt welcome McKinney back to the lineup if they somehow do get into the playoffs, as if they have missed his production. Rookie Dane Belton, Tony Jefferson, and Jason Pinnock have taken on McKinney snaps in various personal packages. You know, those three players have combined to allow 22 of 28 pass targets to be complete for 267 yards. 127 yards after the catch, and one touchdown with one interception, and three past breakups between them. You know, so McKinney, meanwhile, who this guy Xavier McKinney, he's been pretty good as the team captain for the Giants secondary. You know, the guy, he's only allowed 8 of 16 pass targets to be complete for only 104 yards, 33 after the catch while allowing one touchdown and breaking up two passes. So, you can tell already that this guy is a big piece to the Giants defensive secondary. And it would be great to see him back for the Colts game. Now, you never know. Like I said in my picks yesterday, we're going up against a Colts team that won't be having their number one quarterback, and their starting running back, he's also going to be out with an injury. You know, so the Giants, if I'm the Giants, maybe as much as I want McKinney to play, maybe you don't start him in this game. Maybe you do what the Dallas Cowboys are going to do, or what the Philadelphia Eagles are going to do. Make sure Xavier McKinney's healthy, and maybe you want to start him until the playoffs come around, and then you get him ready, you know? So maybe that's the Giants' plan. And maybe they do the same thing for Dory Jackson. They keep him healthy as well. Keep both of your starting cornerbacks healthy, and once the playoffs are around and they're good to go, you let them play then. But this is huge, you know. So yeah, but that's all I got. It's exciting. You know, everything is falling in the right place. Everything is falling in the right pieces. You know, at the right time for the Giants. You know, but this is huge news, and I'm excited. And yeah, guys, that's all I have to give you guys for today. I will be back on my podcast tomorrow. Give you guys some more information about the Giants as we head into this crazy week. I'm hoping the Tennessee Titans beat the Dallas Cowboys. I'm hoping that would be the best thing ever. Just a match, you know, especially going into New Year's Eve. It would be nothing would be better for any of us Giants fans to go into a new year, which is January, and watch the Dallas Cowboys. Like, nothing would be better to see the Dallas Cowboys lose and the Giants win, and not only win, a clinch a playoff spot, especially going into the new year. That would be the best thing ever. That's a bigger Christmas present for us Giants fans going into this week. But we're gonna have to see. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. I'll see you guys tomorrow. But until then, I'm out. Peace.